Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, there's a lot to get into in the 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. We'll have some fun. We'll talk some football. We'll take some phone calls. I am interested in hearing what you guys have to say. So we just had Nate Taylor of The Athletic on the show. He joins us every Friday at 4 o'clock. And I had him write down two things that he thinks that the Chiefs can fix and two things that he thinks are just going to be broken from now until the end of the season. He thinks that the turnover situation is going to fix itself. He thinks they're going to be better at red zone defense. I agree for the most part on those two things. I certainly agree with the turnovers. They're 31st in the NFL. Mahomes has the third most interceptions in the league in front of Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence. He's on pace to throw 19 picks this year. I don't think Mahomes is throwing 19 interceptions. That's going to regress to the mean at some point. Red zone defense right now, they are on pace to be the worst red zone defense in the history of the league. I don't think they're that. I think there will be some regression to the mean there as well. He believes that pass rush is a thing that they're not going to be able to fix. Rob, you know that I've been asking the question this week. If you are holding out hope for Kansas City, and I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, you have to be able to answer the question, how and with who? And the how has to include getting to the quarterback. It has to. I'll play this stat from you from Nate Taylor. They're one of the bottom five teams in the league at creating pressure on the other team's quarterback.
ESPN has this stat that I think is worthy, is valid. Pass rush win rate. How quickly do you get to the quarterback in less than 2.5 seconds? Because the ball, ladies and gentlemen, is getting out quicker as we move along in this pass-happy league. Do you know where the Chiefs rank, Carrington?
I'm assuming dead last.
They're not dead last. That's the Detroit Lions.
Okay, well,
Well, there you go. They rank 27th in pass rush win rate with a 36% success rate.
So that stat is your ability to get to the quarterback in less than 2.5 seconds. That's what that stat is. And I know that sacks are not the end-all, be-all. And I know everybody loves Brandon Staley, the coach of the Chargers, because he said stats are overrated. It's much more about pressure rate. And the Chiefs are dead last in sacks in the NFL. They have 7 sacks so far this season. To give you an idea, the Bears are number one. They have 18 sacks this year. The median is 12. So the Chiefs are dead last in the NFL at sacks. If we want to have the conversation about how this team fixed the defense, I don't think that it's 100% on scheme. I don't think Spags is doing the best job in the world, but I don't think it's 100% on scheme. Your only way, Rob, of getting pressure in the NFL can't be dialing up blitzes, and that's the only way you do it. if the only way that you can get pressure on the other team's quarterback is to send six or seven, it's just going to create problems on the back end of your defense. You can't do it that way. You got to be able to get pressure with your defensive line. So when I keep asking the question, if you think they're going to fix their defense, how and with who, it has to be with the defensive line. It has to be with pass rush. If you think that this team can still win the Super Bowl, can still win the AFC West, can still accomplish all of the goals that they had at the very beginning of the season, they only do it if they get better at getting to the other team's quarterback. It's that simple. You only do it by that. There's no good team that you put in the same category when it comes to their inability to get to the quarterback. I mean, listen to the bottom five. New Orleans, the Giants, Jacksonville, Houston, Kansas City. Those are bad teams. Those are non-playoff teams. You know that saying, you are the company you keep? That's the company they keep when it comes to getting to the quarterback. You're dead last in sacks. You're 28th in pressures. That's how you turn things around defensively. I'm not going to lie to you. This game doesn't really interest me that much. You should beat Washington. Like, I'm not that interested in individually breaking down this one game and what Kansas City needs to do against. No. We think you're a double-digit win football team. You've got a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. This is the arguably worst team you've played so far this season. You beat them. It's that simple. You beat them. This is the easiest stretch that the Chiefs have this year. If you lose this game, the same conversation we had about the Eagles, that if you lose to that team, it shows some very significant problems. Same message applies. This game is more about what you need to be doing. This stretch is a lot more about how you can improve. These games are not about the opposition. Sunday's game against Buffalo was about the opposition and staying close to the other teams in the division and in the conference. That's what the Chargers game was about and the Ravens game were about. Washington stinks. They're the 12th overall pick in the draft. You're picking in the late 20s because you're a playoff team, because you're a AFC championship team, a Super Bowl team. So you handle a team like Washington. This is more of a macro conversation and what this team needs to do to turn things around. And it all starts with up front. Rob, I'll ask you, what are the two things you think this team is going to be able to fix? What's the two things that you just believe are broken with this team? What are two things that you feel are going to be able to turn things around over the course of the season, and two things that you think we're wasting our time with?
I agree with Nate. Turnovers, I think, will improve because there's very little track record of them being one of the worst teams in the NFL and turn the ball over under Andy Reid, and especially under Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't think he's throwing 19 interceptions this year, so I think that will improve just by the nature of it. I understand the stats and what Nate's saying, but I think the pass rush will improve strictly because I think it can't get worse. I think with the amount of money and the amount of resources they've invested in pass rush, it will inherently improve just because they have dedicated resources to it. Is it going to be a great pass rush? No. Are we going to be annoyed it's a meh pass rush and they're paying like a great pass rush? 100%. But I think it's going to improve only because I don't think it has anywhere to go but up. Things I don't think are changing. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball well this year. I know they've been just okay this year, but those numbers are buoyed by the fact that they'll get to play the Chargers again, but I don't think against real defensive lines they're going to run the ball super well. I also think it matters because it is what it is. And I also think, I'm trying to think of a way to say this is not changing. I don't think they're going to have a number two receiver at any point this season.
You and I actually think the exact same thing. When it comes to those two things, I don't think that the run offense is changing that much. I don't care if it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams. I don't think this team is going to be a consistently effective rushing team. The second thing is, I don't think that a true number two option is going to emerge. And I think they're going to be forced to really address it this offseason. I think this season is going to show them, hey, we haven't done the best in continuing to develop and draft young talent to put around Mahomes in the passing game. We haven't done a good job. We need to spend some significant resources and try to remedy that this offseason. We tried it with Juju, but we have to secure the other side opposite Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. So I actually agree with you. I think those are two things that just are not fixing themselves. I think we'll be having that conversation the entirety of the season, and we'll look at it where it's basically if you don't get a 30-point effort from both Hill and Kelce, there ain't a whole lot of other guys on this offense that you think can go score. There just isn't. Buffalo showed you that. Tampa Bay last year showed you that. There's not a lot of other guys in this offense that can go hunt for themselves that are going to go out, and defenses have to respect and pay attention to in the offense. I don't think that part's changing. I want to hear from you guys, 913-576-7610, and we'll take your phone calls here coming up in a bit. I would like to hear you guys' reaction to what Nate had to say about the pass rush. And if you don't think the pass rush is turning around, that you don't think this team is a true Super Bowl contending team. You can't be both. You can't be a team that can't get to the quarterback and also win a Super Bowl. Just not how the NFL works. You can't do both. You got to be league average or better in being able to get pressure and get to the quarterback if you want to have a chance. And you also, if you're not going to be a team that can't get to the quarterback, you also can't be a team that then doesn't take the ball away. Like, at some point, all these things just don't add up to you being a championship team. If you don't force turnovers and you don't get to the quarterback, you're just asking your defense to do way too much if you can't do those two things. So that's going to be our number one hit. There are some other hits, though, Rob.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Let's go.
Well, heading into Sunday, mentioning the run game, the Chiefs will be without their top running back and former first-round pick Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Carrington, reports are he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks, but we have not mentioned that much on this show.
Well, that's because you're around and you just – I don't even know what's happening with running backs.
I was going to say, why does the Chiefs' number one running back not playing this weekend and in the future not seem like a big deal to Kansas City?
You're like Skip Bayless to LeBron when it comes to the running backs. Like, at this point, I can't even take your opinion seriously when it comes to the position. On a very serious note, though, what does it say about how we feel about Clyde Edwards-Helaire? What does it say about how we feel about Brett Veach that Brett Veach's top draft pick can be missing a significant amount of time? And it's like, eh. It's okay. We'll be fine. Doesn't sound like a player that you need. Doesn't sound like a player that changes things for you. And I'm not even saying it's everybody else. I feel this way too. But if we feel that undrafted running back Darrell Williams can provide you the same punch and impact that first round draft pick Clyde Edwards-Helaire can, then that's a serious problem. Serious problem about where this team is offensively and how they feel towards Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So we'll see what the next 3 weeks look like. I can see this one coming a mile away. You can book this. Darrell Williams is going to run for 100 yards in one of these three games. And you know what the question is going to be at the end? Who's the best running back for the Kansas City Chiefs? You can just see that storyline and that week of shows and that newspaper column from Sam Mellinger already being written about the Kansas City Chiefs running game. You can see this one coming from the distance.
Two.
Well, speaking of things that could be changing or not changing, we've had Nate Taylor and Pete Sweeney on the show, and they seem to have the same thoughts about what could be changing in the Chiefs secondary.
One thing I would tell fans when you heard all those comments, Spagnuolo never said that Sorensen was starting. Never reassured or as much as the coaching staff is loyal to Sorensen, for all the reasons we mentioned earlier, he never said, this is my guy, or, you know, we trust him. They've I thought they were – the way I'm going to describe it in The Athletic is that Spagnuolo was diplomatic, but I do think there's going to be changes probably at the safety position with Juan Thornhill, and I would assume that Willie Gay Jr. will play the majority of the snaps as well at the linebacker position. So this will be the first time outside of like a couple snaps last week where you'll see Willie Gay, Anthony Hitchens, and Nick Bolton together.
Chiefs – Carrington, Chiefs fans have long won their pound of flesh and that Daniel Sorensen ends up on the bench. Is this the week they get it?
I do think they're going to get it. Now, I don't think they're going to get a pound of flesh. I do think they'll get like 3 ounces of flesh. I do think what we're going to see is – I think this is going to be the swap. I think we're going to see Juan Thornhill start to play 90% of the snaps, equivalent to what Sorensen's been getting. And I think we'll see that Sorensen will be the part-time player that he should be. I think that Daniel Sorensen has a role on this defense. I don't think his role is playing more than everybody else, though. I think he'll go to being a rotational depth piece, which is what he always should have been. So I do think that we're going to see the change this week. And I think we already started seeing it last week. If you look at the snap counts with Ben Neiman and Willie Gay Jr., more Willie Gay on the field, more Juan Thornhill on the field, less Ben Neiman, less Daniel Sorensen, which is exactly what we all have been asking for. Three.
Well, as the schedule begins to lit up for the Kansas City Chiefs, fans look around and say this could be a get-right game. The Washington football team is not talent-wise on par with the Kansas City Chiefs, despite the having the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs. Carrington, considering we all believe the Chiefs are going to go out there and win, what are some expectations you have from this defense that you would like to see so you can celebrate an achievement on Monday?
You can fade the music down and we can end the hits with this. I really only got two expectations for the defense. Just two. I don't think I'm asking a whole lot with these two. Number one, this game cannot be a shootout. You can't get into a shootout with everybody. It's one thing to get into a shootout with the Baltimore Ravens, right? They got an MVP quarterback, one of the more versatile QBs in the history of the league. I get how you can get into a shootout with Lamar Jackson. I get how Josh Allen can have success. Your defense is struggling a little bit. Josh Allen's got a lot of weapons. He plays really well. The game's the game. You know what happens. But Jalen Hurts? Taylor Heinicke? No. Washington cannot score 30 points on the Chiefs. I don't care what number it is, but it's got to be less than 30 points. It's got to be less than 30. If that happens, this is a game that Kansas City should win comfortably. Washington's defense is not playing at a level that should be able to slow Kansas City down. That's it. And the other one is, Taylor Heinicke shouldn't throw for 300 yards unless a huge chunk of it are in garbage time. A huge chunk. Jalen Hurts threw for 387 against this defense. 387. He only had two games in college in which he performed at a higher level than he performed against Kansas City. Look at these last two games from Jalen Hurts. He stinks. He's like Randall Cunningham against the Chiefs defense. Look like 2011 Michael Vick against this defense. So no, those are my two expectations. I'm not here telling you about style points. I don't care if they blow Washington out or not. I do care if they hold Taylor Heinicke under 300 yards passing and they cannot score 30. So that's all I care about with this team. Coming up in a bit, we'll take your phone calls. I want to read a letter for you guys. This letter is very important because it is the conclusion of a week-long story that we've covered on this show. What story you might be asking yourself? Oh, I'll tell you.
He's my old apprentice. I actually made him famous. Gave him the name Red Extreme. I saw him come run up the stairs at me, and he had that look, I'm going to kill you. And so I tried to grab his jersey to stop him and talk to him, and he like the movie Friday, he deboed me one punch and I saw stars. They took me to triage at Arrowhead, checked me out. I felt all right at the time, but then I didn't know I'd broke my ribs.
He broke his ribs. X Factor, Hall of Fame Chiefs fan, got the beats. Got the absolute beats a couple of nights ago at Arrowhead. And this has been a story that has captivated the city. Captivated the city. This was the most popular story on KCTV, or Channel Fox 4. I don't even get the right news station this week. You guys are very interested in this story. So you know what? I'm a people pleaser. HUD tells me it's about the people. HUD texted me earlier today. He tells me every day it's about the people, and that's what I wake up every day for. So we got an update, Rob, on the story. X Factor, put this out. I have been permanently banned from Arrowhead Stadium. A 32-year run has come to an end. I leave being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The man who brought a divided fan base together with two, not one, Rob. He got us two Guinness World Records for the loudest stadium in the world. God bless and Godspeed. I will miss the thousands of fans from all over the world wanting to meet with me and get pictures and autographs. I'll miss taking over 600 kids with cancer, disabilities, etc., and their families to the game for free. Look at what you monsters have done. You ruined this fan base. How many of you have taken six kids with cancer and disabilities to the game? The answer is none of you. Have any of you brought a divided fan base together? Are you responsible for the Guinness Book of World Records for the loudest stadiums in the world? What makes Arrowhead Arrowhead? It's the atmosphere. It's the people. And we're losing a great home field advantage here, Rob, by not having X Factor at these games. Whenever Herbert, and it's a 3rd-and-7, who's going to be the person that rallies the crowd to get them to stand up and bang on the seats to cause a false start? There's a void right now in the Chiefs' kingdom. They told my man he can't go to the stadium. He can't go for a monster truck show. He can't go to get the COVID vaccine in the parking lot. He can't go to a concert. Don't even go to a Royals game. You're not even welcome in the Truman Sports Complex anymore. Banned. A 32-year run. Rob, I'm 33. My whole life, X Factor has been going to Chiefs games to cheer on your Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs just threw them away today. Now, Rob, I thought this had a chance to be a lie. Fiction. A made-up story. Well, no, he put out the letter. Back in September of 2017, we verbally warned you that continued misconduct could result in taking away your season ticket and barment from Arrowhead Stadium. During the October 10th Kansas City Chiefs game, you were ejected for violating the fan code of conduct. This letter is a notice that because of your action, you were permanently banned from GEHA Field at Arrowhead, as well as any Kansas City Chiefs-sponsored event, and your season ticket membership is revoked immediately. Don't even come to training camp. What do you think happens if you go to a Chiefs game, if you're him? Your future presence at the stadium or any Chiefs-controlled parking lot, as well as any Chiefs-sponsored event, is trespassing, and the Chiefs will invoke law enforcement and seek prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. If you touch foot on this premises, you go into jail. X Factor. Time's up. Your 15 minutes of fame have come to an end. You're done out here in these streets, according to Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt, Ted Cruz, Brad G, Jane Martin. You're done. I ask, X Factor, how are you going to cope with this recent loss?
It says that I'm a meth addict, which I'm a cocaine addict and alcoholic. Been clean for 4 years. He said I threw a water bottle at him, which I didn't. And I flipped my car a week ago Tuesday. So it's been a wild week.
It's been a wild week. You got banned from the games. Can't even go anymore. Do you think it's possible that we can get Jamal Charles to take his place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Are they going to remove him from the Hall of Fame like they did John Gruden? X Factor probably got some sick emails. I don't think any of us want to see X Factor's emails. That's a dark place. It's a dark web. You know what, X Factor? You should rise up like your role model.
Hey, this makes me stronger. Jesus, you know, Jesus was persecuted. I'll come back fighting.
Jesus is back in 3 days. I don't think you're coming back. They said we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. The fullest. You're going to jail, buddy. It's a sad day, man. It's a really sad day. Who's going to divide us now? Who's going to keep this fan base together? During tough times is when you need family and friends the most. This is when you need people you can lean on, people you can trust. You need people like X Factor to rally us and rally this defense. And now the job is open. Hey, X Factor, if you're not using those Cowboys tickets, I'll help you. I'll figure it out for you.
I mean, he can't use them.
I mean, you know, can you just transfer them to somebody? Like, can you just do that? Can you just transfer them? They said you can't come to anything here. Nothing. Ever.
He got warned for some in September. What are you doing in September?
You can't even come to a college football game here. You can't even come to Pitt State Northwestern.
Mizzou, Arkansas. Out of here.
Not ever. Don't come out here. For nothing. When you go to a Royals game, don't even look this way. Don't even look over here on this side of the street or we're taking you to jail. Do you think he's now going to call himself EX Factor? Is there a way for us to get the guy who knocked him out to bang the drum at the next Chiefs game? Do you think that's a possibility? Do you think that we can get Red Extreme? Do you think he got this letter, number one? Maybe he's never got a warning before. So then this is his warning. X Factor had got a warning before. So they obviously give you two strikes. They give you two strikes.
He's getting his money back. You think it's prorated for the games he already went to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You think they're giving you back the full? Come on now. You already paid for them games.
You went to the Browns game. Tough break, pal.
Yeah, no, come on now. that money, that's ours. You've already spent that.
We know you were here. That's our money now.
Yo, before we go to break, I just want to communicate this before we move forward. And after this, we probably will never talk about X Factor again. I don't think he'll
probably
be in the news.
It's never coming up again.
I don't
again.
Think it's coming up again. I just want to say this. If you've ever asked for X Factor's autograph, show yourself on the text line so I can block you. If you've gone up to that man and said, I want your autograph, I want to block you on the text line. I don't block many people on the text line. You got to do something racist or homophobic. If you ask for X, that might be rule number three now on the text line. We found a new rule for blocking people on the text line. Coming up, we'll get back the Chiefs and the Washington football team. It's The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, Rob, can you imagine, it's the last thing I'll say, can you imagine going to get the Big Macs on Monday after they get a sack and they turn you away at McDonald's because you can't go to the games? Like, just the level of disappointment that you would have. You know how, like, your mouth, like, starts to water for a certain food and then they tell you, like, yeah, no, like, we can't sell it to you because the Chiefs have told us not to. Like, that has to just be a really low point in your life. Someone on the text line makes a really good point. Now that the X factor distraction has been taken away, I'm sure the defensive line will be able to focus. You make a good point. In fact, we're not looking at this correctly. Red Extreme would be welcomed on this team. They need more Red Extreme. They need more guys who want to hit. Red Extreme, to me, he didn't look very hesitant when it came time to make a decision. It wasn't a whole lot of read and react. Oh, he reacted. He reacted and dropped that man like a bad habit. Like a rock is how he dropped him. So I think the number one story with the Chiefs in this game is what changes are they going to make? There's always that line in a movie or the scene in the movie where things start to change. That typically is the transition between act two and act three in a movie, right? It's something happens. You know that this is a critical part in the movie, and you know that this is going to have some effect on the main characters. That was Sunday for the Chiefs. They got embarrassed on Sunday. They called it embarrassing on Sunday. The last time that they used those kind of terms, they radically changed the offensive line. Now, different scenario, was the offseason. But I think the Chiefs feel some shame for the way that they played on Monday. And I don't think that it's going to be business as usual. I don't think practice was business as usual. I don't think that their team meetings were business as usual. I think there was a sense of urgency from Kansas City this week. Let's see if that translates to Sunday on the field. Nate Taylor commented on this show and said that he expects some changes at safety after Steve Spagnuolo met with the media earlier this week.
One thing I would tell fans, when you heard all those comments, Spagnuolo never said that Sorensen was starting. Never reassured or as much as the coaching staff is loyal to Sorensen, for all the reasons we mentioned earlier, he never said, this is my guy, or, you know, we trust him. The way I'm going to describe it in The Athletic is that Spagnuolo was diplomatic. But I do think there's going to be changes probably at the safety position with Juan Thornhill. And I would assume that Willie Gay Jr. will play the majority of the snaps as well at the linebacker position. So this will be the first time outside of like a couple snaps last week where you'll see Willie Gay, Anthony Hitchens, and Nick Bolton together.
what we learn, Rob, is the Chiefs are like any kind of business. If you guys complained enough on the text line about something that we did, eventually it would get changed. I'm not saying it would instantly be changed, but let's say that we introduced a bit every Monday at 3 o'clock and you guys were adamant, yo, this bit stinks. And then we look at the ratings and saw, y'all don't like Monday at 3 o'clock. Y'all never listen at Monday at 3 o'clock. At some point, either your pride kicks in and you're willing to just let it ride, or you're like, all right, you know what we got to do? Let's reevaluate. Let's sit down here and let's make some changes to the way that the show is structured. What makes you think the Chiefs' business is any differently? Sunday night was a bad look. That was a bad look. It was a really bad look for Daniel Sorensen, the same player who has had great success on that field and been the reason why you won playoff games and has been applauded and cheered, had his lowest professional moment with this team. There's no other way to call it. His lowest professional moment was on Sunday with that team. I'm not saying that Sorensen's the reason they lost Sunday's game. He's in the top three, though. He's a major reason of why they lost on Sunday. You're now at that point where, hey, we can't just laugh all of these things off as early in the season. That was an okay week one, week two thing to do. It's almost Halloween. We're getting towards the midpoint of the season here pretty rapidly. Hey, at some point, you start becoming what you are. And we start to understand, hey, it's week 11. You're probably not changing this about yourself. This is who you are. So right now, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you got to be looking at your roster and you got to be willing to make some difficult decisions. It ain't personal. It's business. This is about fielding the best and most competitive roster that we can. And can you continue to play 97% of the snaps the way that you are? The answer's got to be no. The answer has to be no in that scenario. So I think they're going to change it. On Monday, when we come in here, oh, we're leading with the snap count to see if they did what we think they're going to do. If they're not willing to make a change with Sorensen after Sunday, they ain't never willing to make that change. Everybody expects you to do it. Everybody wants you to do it. If they're hell-bent on not making that change after Sunday's game, it is what it is with him. There ain't no moving them from what they want to do. I think that's the number one storyline heading into this game, to be completely honest with you about it. I don't think this game is about Washington. I think this game is about Kansas City. This game is about their defense playing better. This game is about the changes they need to make. This game is about them not turning the football over. They can handle Washington. They can out-talent Washington. They can out-coach Washington. They can out-scheme Washington. Washington is not a playoff team. They're the 11th overall pick in the draft. They're not bad, but they ain't good either. They should not be able to run with you. They should not be able to compete with you. If you're a Super Bowl caliber team, this is the game that you win. If you're the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to play this because this is the last time that Kansas City went to Washington.
Charles lines up wide. Chiefs into the backfield. They got second down and goal to go at the 5 of the Redskins. Leading 17-0. Quick pass right to Charles. Gets a block now. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Jamal Charles adds a receiving touchdown to his rushing touchdown, and the Chiefs lead 23-0.
The Chiefs last went to Washington back in 2013. That was a December football game between Kansas City and Washington. Jamal Charles had 15 carries for 190 yards and a touchdown. And it got me thinking today when I went back and I was reading about that. What games most stick out in my mind whenever I think about Jamal Charles? Number one is the game against the Oakland Raiders. Remember that game, Rob? He had 5 touchdowns. There's that iconic picture of him with his arms crossed, and it's all the Raiders fans being mad, and they're throwing beer and popcorn and batteries and all kind of foreign objects at Jamal Charles. That's the image I think of when I think of Jamal. Remember when he would have a long touchdown and he would like act like his feet were on fire? I always liked when Jamal played with that kind of swagger. Second, Rob, I would say, is the game against the New Orleans Saints. Remember he had that long touchdown down the sideline? I think that was a game that the Kansas City Chiefs were going to lose. I think they won that game because Jamal Charles was on their team. That's why I think they won. I think they won that game because Jamal Charles was on their team. And the number three game for me would be this game against Washington. I remember that game. They smoked Washington. I mean, they smoked them in a way you typically don't beat teams in the league. 45-10. Jamal was clearly the best player on the field that day. In the running game, in the passing game, in the short screen game, Jamal just did everything in that game. If I had to think back, Rob, to my favorite Jamal Charles memories, those are the three games that stick out of my mind.
You're not going to mention, albeit a bad memory, a lot of people said this earlier, and I said it as well, that Thursday night game where he had the deciding fumble that led to a Broncos win at Arrowhead.
Yeah,
the last time that the Broncos beat the Chiefs, that was supposed to be a coronation, a happy moment. The Chiefs were supposed to beat Peyton Manning's Broncos at home and ascend to the mountaintop. And he fumbled late in the game. They lost the game because of it.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just mentioning moments.
That's the moment you think of Jamal.
It comes to mind.
That's the one you think of.
Comes to mind.
The fumble. Not the Denver Broncos game where he really started to break out. Not that game. I think he ran for like 200 yards against them, cooked Denver. Like the end of the season game. That's not what you think of. You think of the week two Thursday night football game in the shadow of his own end zone. Jamal fumbles and Denver wins the game. That actually was the last time that Denver beat the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what you think of? That's the memory that comes to your mind.
It comes to mind.
You're sick. That's what I'm going to tell you. You're sick. I don't know why you do this. Let's get to the Sunday slate.
Sunday slate.
All right. Game, storyline, matchup, upset. Getting you ready for Sunday in the NFL. The Sunday slate is brought to you by...
It's unsponsored.
I thought it was sponsored.
No.
I did. I swear to God I did. I swear to God I thought it was sponsored. The game of the week for me is the Los Angeles Chargers against the Baltimore Ravens. You have arguably the second and third best teams in the AFC going up against each other. And all of us are not going to be able to watch it? Why is this not the game that they're sending to London? You're telling me that 100% of the country can watch Jacksonville and Miami, but we can't watch Chargers and Ravens? I got to have that game on the top TV because they play the same time as the Chiefs? Say it ain't so, Rob. Say it ain't so.
My game of the week is going to be the Cardinals, and they head to Cleveland. 305 game, so you'll be able to see that one. It is time to find out if the Browns are real. I've been a Browns guy. I've told you the Browns are real for a long time. They have wilted every time there's a big moment. But now they're playing the undefeated Cardinals, who are having a bit of a COVID issue. Now's the time for Baker to plant his flag and show he's the guy with that labrum issue. I want to watch the OU quarterbacks battle. My game of the week, Browns and Cardinals.
My storyline for the weekend in the NFL is, are the Raiders going to be able to block out the noise? It has been a noisy week surrounding the Las Vegas Raiders. Are they going to be able to block out the noise in their matchup this weekend against the Denver Broncos?
My storyline is going to be the Buffalo Bills. Now, they had an incredible game last week. We all saw it. They came in here and thumped the Chiefs. But a lot of time there's a letdown factor about teams who are not great after an emotional big win. Can they get back up on that horse, go on the road, and face a likely division winner in the Tennessee Titans and get another win? That's my storyline of the week.
My matchup of the week. Geno actually played well on Sunday or Thursday against the Los Angeles Rams. You now go up against a capable defense in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Geno needs to do what a good backup can do. You're not going to go undefeated with Geno. Can you tread water until you get Russell Wilson back? If they can't tread water, Seattle will not make the playoffs. Geno going up against that Pittsburgh Steelers defense is going to be my matchup of the week.
My matchup of the week, the Ravens and their elite run game against the Chargers and their terrible rushing defense. The Chargers look real because of their quarterback. If they don't bow up and stop the run even a little bit, they're going to get run all over by Baltimore. My matchup is the rush defense of the Chargers against the rush offense of the Ravens.
My upset for the week. Give me the Houston Texans plus 10 against the Indianapolis Colts. Davis Mills is getting better. Houston is going to be competitive in this game against the Houston Texans. I'm going to take the Texans plus 10 against the Colts.
I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders plus 3.5. I'm not a believer in the Broncos. I think there's been a lot of noise this week. They rally around their interim coach for a one game, and they will get the win plus 3.5 on the road in Denver.
I got the Chiefs winning 35-24 on Sunday against the Washington football team.
38-27 Chiefs.
I had a lot of fun this week. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend. Go Chiefs. And I'll see you on Monday. It's The Drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.